This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. authorities are assessing the damages from Iran firing ballistic missiles at Iraqi air bases housing U.S. troops. President Donald Trump sent out a tweet earlier Tuesday that all is well after Iran fired on the military facilities. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
There is some speculation that the Iranians wanted to send a message of retaliation but not cause an escalation that would have compelled the president of the United States to attack Iran as he has threatened.
President Trump says he will make a statement on Wednesday morning, and Iran's foreign minister said Iran does not want escalation or war. President Trump has backed away from his threats to target Iranian cultural sites. Get more on that part of the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The president first tweeted the threat and said it again to reporters over the weekend after the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Targeting cultural sites is a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper distanced the Pentagon from the president's threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said there were no survivors from a Ukraine International Airlines plane that crashed Wednesday shortly after taking off from Iran's capital. The flight was bound for Kiev, and Ukraine's prime minister said it was carrying 167 passengers, 9 crew members. Authorities are investigating what caused the plane to go down. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest. For details on more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Senate moves a step closer to an impeachment trial as the House leadership meeting gets cut short by the events in Iraq. We get more on that story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
After Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
"We have the votes."
He says Republicans can start the impeachment trial in the Senate without calling any witnesses immediately.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
McConnell called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi was meeting with her leadership team at the Capitol when she was told about the Iranian strikes in Iraq and reportedly asked them to pray. The top Democrat in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer, says Republicans don't want witnesses because they'll implicate President Trump.
Witnesses and documents, fair trial. No witnesses and no documents, cover up.
The nation's third impeachment trial ever could start in days once the Senate receives articles of impeachment from the House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United Nations says conditions are deteriorating at an alarming rate for millions of civilians trapped in Syria's embattled northwest province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Turkey and other countries have closed their borders with Syria, making it virtually impossible for some 3 million civilians in Idlib to escape the violence. Over the past 8 months, the United Nations says more than 700,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. It says 300,000 of them have become displaced since mid-December. That is when Syrian forces and their Russian allies mounted a fierce onslaught to retake Idlib, the last territory still under rebel control. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says at least 1,300 civilians were killed by airstrikes and shelling between May and August. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. government-led research has found no strong evidence linking baby powder with ovarian cancer in the largest analysis to look at the question. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Health concerns about talcum powders have prompted thousands of lawsuits by women who claim asbestos in the powder caused their cancer. The U.S. lawsuits have targeted leading baby powder maker Johnson & Johnson. Although several juries have reached multimillion-dollar verdicts against the company, they have been overturned or are being appealed. Johnson & Johnson says its powder is routinely tested to ensure that there's no asbestos. The findings were called reassuring in an editorial published with the study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Shelley Adler.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.